I'm Glenn Robinson with Baylor Scott & White Health, and this is Business of Healthcare. Everyone likes a good value. That is something of high quality at a reasonable cost. However, determining what is a good value is not always easy, especially when it comes to healthcare. Value-based health insurance design seeks to add some clarity. Value-based insurance plans use financial incentives and disincentives to promote efficient care delivery focused on sharpening quality while decreasing cost. The idea of using financial incentives, such as no out-of-pocket costs for many preventive services, has been around for some time. But with the increasing data available regarding what is and is not clinically effective for addressing many health conditions, the value-based insurance plans being studied now might take it to the next level. The idea is that rather than treating all healthcare services and providers as equal, as most current insurance plans do, value-based plans offer consumers little or no out-of-pocket cost for evidence-based care that has been shown to improve health outcomes and prevent expensive complications. In other words, high-value care. Low-value care, care that has either not been proven clinically effective or any more effective than lower-cost alternatives, would leave the consumer shouldering higher out-of-pocket cost. For instance, a name-brand medication that is no more effective than its less expensive generic alternative. As this insurance model continues to develop, it's important that patients and their unique situation and wishes remain paramount. Wanting a good value, however, seems to be universal. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.